Through the Looking Glass, and What Alice Found There, by Lewis Carroll. This book was read by Donata Peters. This recording of the full-length reading of Through the Looking Glass was produced in 1993 by Joss Recordings, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any part thereof may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authority from Joss Recordings. Chapter 1 is preceded by a poem. Child of the pure unclouded brow and dreaming eyes of wonder, though time be fleet, and I and thou are half a life asunder, thy loving smile will surely hail the love-gift of a fairy tale. I have not seen thy sunny face, nor heard thy silver laughter. No thought of me shall find a place in thy young life's hereafter. Enough that now thou wilt not fail to listen to my fairy tale. A tale begun in other days, when summer suns were glowing, a simple chime that served to time the rhythm of our rowing, whose echoes live in memory yet, though envious years would say forget. Come, hearken then, ere voice of dread with bitter tidings laden shall summon to unwelcome bed a melancholy maiden. We are but older children, dear, who fret to find our bedtime near. Without, the frost, the blinding snow, the storm wind's moody madness, within, the firelight's ruddy glow and childhood's nest of gladness, the magic words shall hold thee fast, thou shalt not heed the raving blast. And though the shadow of a sigh may tremble through the story, for happy summer days gone by and vanished summer glory, it shall not touch with breath of bale the pleasance of our fairy tale. Chapter 1.